I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You ready, Dave?
Dave? Sure. Yeah?
Where's your black shirt? Like, hey, we're all wearing black shirts.
I have a black shirt on.
We're the black shirt club.
Right, I got a black shirt right here.
Yeah, we do.
I got a black shirt on under my Jimmy Kimmel Live hoodie.
Funny.
Dave, you see the, this is a picture that Quinn donated. My kid drew for us.
Good.
The B-Team logo. Yeah?
Better than I can
pretty
do.
Pretty straight lines, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't draw that.
You recovered from your vacation, Dave?
Nope.
No, you're still
like it's kicking in.
Before we get going here, have you guys seen this? It's like we're official.
Oh, that's crazy.
This is a PowerPoint presentation. An hour ago, I was in a sales meeting, and they're actually pitching this to sponsors. Us.
That's insane.
Us three. Yeah. They're pitching to high-powered clients.
They're clearly making the wrong decisions.
I mean...
No wonder we're losing money. No.
That might explain a little, yes. But I mean, look, I think our show is... No, it's not good.
What are they lying about? I want to see this. What are they lying about?
Here, take a look, Dave. It's a full presentation.
All right, let's
see. The B-Team, yes.
The B-Team?
I mean, don't read it out loud. This is, I mean, it's proprietary information.
Yeah.
But
B-Team and K-Rock and Kevin and Bean, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the hosts, so that's true.
That's still true.
Yeah.
So far, we're page three.
Dude, if we could get... My dream would be to pimp out Coca-Cola. That would be my dream. I love Coca-Cola.
And my dream is to pimp out Toyo tires.
That would be the... Oh, that'd be the
and
best.
My dream is Panda Express.
Also,
so if any of you guys at Panda Express, Toyo Tires, or Coca-Cola are listening,
yeah.
Right? We're in.
We're the man for you.
Hey, are we recording?
Go on now. Take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B Team.
Yeah.
The B Team. The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team. Baby.
How many have you guys been out live in front of a crowd or anything and had anyone sing this to you yet?
Nope.
I was at Sand Sports Expo. And a guy walked up to me and he's like, baby. And I knew exactly where it was from.
That's
like, you
hilarious.
Gotta be kidding me.
From Kiss from a Rose from Seal?
What?
Baby!
No, it was not Seal doing Kiss from a Rose. It was from our theme song. I think we're international now, guys.
I did have somebody email me, though, because some Facebook commercial uses the same music.
Yeah.
And it's I wrote them back. We didn't make that music. We just use a service, so they probably just use the same service. But I thought it was funny when I saw the commercial with the same music.
Yeah.
It was like, what the hell?
I think they heard our theme and said, we need that music.
I think so, too.
Is that what
happened? For pancakes or whatever that commercial was for.
Hey, first thing I wanted to talk about, by the way, you have DJ Omar Khan from the Kevin and Bean Show. You have Lightning, that's me, former producer of the morning show, and Dave the King of Mexico,
hi.
Current producer of the Kevin and Bean Show,
yes.
And highfalutin yacht goer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Sailor,
what,
captain.
What's up? How? You were on a yacht in where and with who?
I was on a yacht in Greece at the Greek islands of the Ionian Islands. I can never get it right. With a couple of friends of mine and some Instagram models.
By the way.
I know.
I'm an Instagram model.
Listen.
Okay.
You know what? No. Hold on a second, Omar. I know your beef.
It so upsets me.
I know your beef with Instagram.
I know. Yeah. I know what you were thinking, and I thought the exact same thing. Yeah. I was like, listen, I know they're hot, but Instagram
you're
models.
Right.
But then, like, you see them put in work to it, and you're like, that's a lot of work, man. I was like, it's not point and click. It's not point and shoot.
But it's definitely made up and pointless, and dudes are –
it's
TNA. Props to them.
It's TNA. That's all it is.
But it's these. I have more of a problem with these gullible a-hole dudes who are like, "Oh, I'm gonna, subscribe to." How do they make money off of this?
So one girl that was on the ship, she has. I wish I knew.
Wait, because I know you. When you sign up for YouTube and you get million views on YouTube,
yeah.
YouTube pays you.
Yeah.
Does it work that way with Instagram?
No. But here's the thing, though. So YouTube changed their service, and now when you get their advertising rates or something like that, it all they screwed the user over. So now this other company called Pantheon. Do you know about that?
Like, no.
Okay, so it's a service where you could subscribe to it and you pay and you get access to these people. So, and this is like Instagram models, YouTubers who create like songs and videos.
Okay.
So they create these special channels and private Instagram accounts, private Snapchat accounts, and then you pay them and in different, you know, values. And the higher you pay, the more you get.
The more followers you get, obviously, you're going
to
get.
The more you pay, the better access you get to that person. So this girl that was on.
This is the oldest subscription model ever
exactly.
in the history
this
of
girl,
entertainment.
She like one guy. I mean, she has a couple of people who pay her $500 a month,
what?
And she makes videos for them. And the videos are her frolicking.
Porn. It's porn.
It's softcore porn.
Yeah.
It's her frolicking in the fields, and then ta-da, boobs. And you're like, there it is, $500 a month made.
Really?
Yes.
What?
So I mean, like, you're like, oh, Instagram. I was like, yeah, but they put in a lot of work. Like, she showed us one of the videos,
yeah.
And it was a great video. It's her dancing to Bishop Briggs, and you're just like, okay, cool. I could see she's a pretty girl dancing,
right.
But I ain't gonna pay $500 for that.
No,
you're not paying $500.
No,
for that.
Yeah,
light maybe.
No,
but,
I'm not.
But,
yeah,
but you know, people do pay for this.
How much money is she making a year?
I don't know.
I
have no idea.
That's
because,
crazy.
You know, she's on a yacht, but she's getting paid for. You know what I mean? Like,
she getting paid. She got paid to go on a yacht?
She didn't get paid to go on the yacht. She was brought as a guest because
oh,
she's a
okay.
hot chick. You
okay.
know, like,
oh, okay.
You
okay.
know what I mean?
Like
yeah, but she, in her own right, is, you know, making money here and there. I mean, dude, a year
it's a
is.
Hustle. It's a hustle.
Yeah, a year at $500 is what? You're getting $6,000 a year?
That's crazy.
Just from one person? I don't know.
Dave, you posted some pictures on your Instagram, right?
I did, but mostly on my Instagram stories. The Instagram stories were the better.
It's
and
so
they're
funny.
Gone now, so.
I saw you guys drinking out of a shoe.
Not me.
What was that? Oh, somebody. It made me laugh really hard,
yeah.
dude.
So we
you guys were so wasted.
We were wasted.
And you guys were so happy when you guys were drinking out of the shoe. Did you see it?
No, I didn't
it's
see it.
It's hilarious.
Hold on. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll post it. I'll post it when this episode comes out.
It made me laugh. Christine
yeah.
showed it to me.
Yeah,
it made me laugh so
I'll
hard.
I'll post it, but we were wasted. We just went for the bar. Now we can find this pirate bar, and they're making all these drinks, but we're buying like wine and stuff, and these guys think, you know, it'll be funny. Hey, let's drink out of our shoes. We'll do a wine show. Shooter out
wait,
of our shoes.
Wait, wait,
what?
It was
wine.
Was
your shoes?
It wasn't.
I thought you guys were at a bar and this was like their thing.
Like
they
a no,
had like a clean shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
like
no. They took.
You were drinking out of
a stinky,
dirty
I
shoe?
I didn't do it, but they did.
Oh my
and
God.
They drank out of their shoes and one guy's like, oh, I don't want to drink out of the shoe. And the guy's like, shut up. It's Saint Laurent. It's fine.
Because it was expensive.
It's expensive
wine.
Shoe, yeah. No, expensive
oh,
shoe.
It's a shoe.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
yeah.
dude.
So they all do the shooters of the wine shooters, by the way, with white wine.
Uh-huh.
They do it and everyone's like, oh, it's gross. I was like, and then they had to put the shoes back on.
Soggy.
Soggy shoes, and they wore the shoes for the rest of the trip.
Your life is weird, dude.
Dude, it was so weird, but
why
it was
were
so
you,
much fun.
Why were you asked to go on? Why is
I
there,
don't
why
know,
there
man.
Blonde models and a pudgy Hispanic kid hanging out?
So Chris, like, did Krista know these peeps, or was
we knew more? We knew one group,
okay,
and then one group and his business partner knew the rest of the group.
Yeah.
So everyone kind
of
met there,
it was
too.
Also kind of a deal, because he told me how much it cost. He would be stupid not,
not
to go on,
go
this.
On this, right?
Yeah, it was a
like,
once-in-a-lifetime kind of
like,
thing.
Like, the boat was a $69,000 boat, or yacht.
Mm-hmm. 69 for a week?
For a week, yeah. Let's just say I didn't pay anywhere near that. It
yeah.
was it was stupid not to go, you know, and it took all my money, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
And I had a great time, and everyone was so nice, so cool, so different. Everyone learned something from each other.
And there was
great And there's hot chicks.
There was this girl that refused to wear a top.
Yeah.
She just that's refused. The,
yeah,
she just didn't
yeah,
want to wear a
we
top.
Would be
she
eating,
was topless the entire time.
We would be eating breakfast, and you're like, oh, boobs. You're like, oh, hey.
Did you ever get sick of them?
Well, it's not that I got sick of them, but at some point, you're just like, okay, they're out again.
Yeah, it's just
yeah,
like, yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
But they were nice boobs, you know.
Nice
they're
boobs.
Nicely done
what
and
was
shaped.
Her, what was her deal? So they were add-ons? They were bolt-ons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Miss Tina Louise. Miss underscore Tina underscore Louise.
Oh, wow. I know who she is, actually.
Oh, you do?
I feel like a perv for... Yeah,
see, Lightning Page! Lightning Page!
She's tatted up.
She's
right?
way tatted up.
And she's skinny.
She's way skinny.
Yeah.
And she has $500 from Lightning.
I do not subscribe.
No, sure. Week, Lightning.
No,
okay.
Dude.
That's funny.
Yeah, she's
oh
very
God.
Nice. She's very cool in person and very vegan.
Very vegan?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
A lot of these girls, too, they get these huge followings that advertise for, like, health supplements and whatever.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They do, like, one out of 50, so it doesn't, like, guys don't get super turned off. But, yeah, that's just, it's stupid. And you go in all the comments, and they're just tagging all their friends. Like, one guy, like, here's that chick I was talking about, and they tag their friends. So I've just watched girls just, like, explode with, like, you know, 10 million followers.
Crazy.
And they can start charging for posts.
Yeah, and there's another girl who was there who's not, like, an Instagram model, but she's Instagram, like I wouldn't say Instagram famous, but she's Instagram successful. She does this blog called the Skinny Confidential. Mm-hmm. She has, like, hundreds of thousands of followers, and all she does is give, like beauty tips. You know, she's giving girls positive, you know.
And she'll post advertisement on her blog?
Yeah, she'll post stuff, and she'll do contests, and people send her gear and stuff to promote on her blog and her Instagram, and she doesn't.
So as long as you have a big following,
you have a big following,
you can be a so-called influencer.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
There are networks. Yeah. A friend of mine launched a network that reaches out to the influencers, and they're kind of an agent. So Omar, if you had 10 million subscribers to your DJ blog or whatever, he would say, you know what, I'm going to represent you. And then he'd go to Dave and you go, all right, Dave's an expert here, and I'm going to represent you. And then he pulls that all together and sells that to Pepsi or whoever.
Yeah, the guys who brought me along on this trip, that's kind of what they do, is they get all these influencers, whether it's animals or, which is funny, you know, animals, fitness models, real models, everything.
That whole industry
is so bizarre to me, man. I still don't understand it, but these guys are so smart.
And they
get it.
So all their work is on their phone, basically. They blog out of their phone, they take pictures.
It's pictures, but they got to do the right picture, the right coloring.
The right angle.
You know,
I'm sorry.
You know how many times it was, all I heard was, nope, light's not right.
Really?
Yes. And I'm like,
they take super serious. Okay,
oh, yes.
Well, that's,
there's
that's,
hundreds of pictures,
that's how
and they choose, they post one. And that's why I say it's like, it's not as simple as point and shoot. Like, hey, everybody, look at me. I'm here.
Right.
No, dude, it was... Lots goes into it. So that's why I said it was very cool to learn from them and, you know, talk to them about like what I do. And,
right.
And they ask a lot of questions about what we do and stuff like that. And
so Dave, are you modeling now?
Oh, dude. Yeah. Junk model.
Did you walk around
big
topless?
Old anteater?
I walked around bottomless. I was like, have you guys ever met an anteater? Yeah. Have you ever worn a turtleneck?
Oh man. That's funny.
Have you heard the word schmegma?
Nope.
Okay.
That's gross.
Good, me neither.
This went sideways.
Well, it's good. It's good to have you back, dude.
Thank you, man.
We missed you, actually.
Missed being in the U.S. So
yeah, and your routine, I would imagine.
Yes, exactly. I miss football and TV.
Man,
all right. What's up first, Lightning? Because
I think what we want to do. So the thing that Omar, I wanted to talk to you about is I was listening the other day for Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah,
and you did an intro that Kevin and Bean just kind of like. Glossed over. And
I do good work, right?
I hate Talk Like a Pirate Day, but I enjoyed your intro.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
And I heard that, and the guy's like, oh, okay, and they gave you some credit, but too little.
Thank you. I thought,
we need to revisit this.
You know what's funny? When I was doing this, you know how, and you know this, maybe not Dave, but you kind of like, when you kind of think you do something that's a slam dunk, you kind of hear the guy's reaction while you're making the intro. You're like, oh, these guys are going to react so great to this.
No, I'll tell you what you do.
Yeah.
You're either just after you record it and you listen back to it, you sit in silence and then you go, and you smile.
Yeah.
You smile by yourself.
Yeah, you're like, okay, this is going to hit.
Yeah.
And it totally didn't hit with the guys.
No, they didn't even get it. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Ahoy, me mateys. Come aboard the Kevin and Bean Show and tell these two bilge rats ye best pirate joke. Arr, and get into the drawing to win $1,000 in pirate's booty. Arr, be funny or you walk the plank and I'll stick my peg leg in your bunghole. So shiver me timbers, you scallywags, and make sure the joke is clean because the Kevin and Bean Show is not rated...
R.
That was my favorite part.
That's the part that the guys were just like, they didn't get it.
They didn't get it. I ripped that bit off of an SNL. They did this SNL skit when Peter Sarsgaard was on there. And like from time to time, they would just, you know, say something with R, but they would just go R. You know what I mean? So I was like, I took it from that. I thought, oh, this is going to be super funny.
Nope.
Crickets, huh? Yeah, it was like, whamp, whamp, whamp.
Fell flat. I wanted to start the show. It is the B-team, by the way. With a, so that happened.
So that, so that, so that happened. So that, so that, so that happened. How did that really go down? We're gonna break it on down. We hope to enlighten. So that happened.
So that happened.
This is pretty good.
Omar, can you explain what we're about to hear?
So the first one I heard, what happened was that Kevin, we were starting to do these new things where we're going to do like a mini break before song. So we usually, during a call-in topic, where we'll talk to a guy. So we have new production elements that Kevin's not really... Well, he's aware of them, and it's not really different than any other break, but sometimes because, you know, it's new to us talking, you know, doing like, you know, taking phone calls before a song, he kind of gets a little perplexed, let's say. And let me play the audio, and then Chip on the clip kind of explains what happens.
Oh, okay, good.
K-Rock, it's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Just ahead of Oasis.
Oh, wow.
What now?
I mean.
Chip, you want to explain to people?
Kevin didn't have his mic on.
So I started talking without my mic on.
No, he didn't. And I heard a pause. Yeah. I heard Kevin wasn't talking, so I started. Then he just came in right on top of me.
Right. You weren't up either.
So, oh, okay, good.
Kevin's I didn't know that. In charge of whose mics go on. I mean, so that's really understandable.
It's really only my
All right. It's just what you do
Shut
over there?
Chip.
Now, that when I was running the board back in the day, that happened a couple times, you know, where I would get up out of the seat, Kevin would be in the back of the room, he'd walk over, sit down, and then I would have the mic maybe on but not potted up, like you switch it on, you push the button,
that's
and
the
then you slide it up.
That's the proper way to run a board,
and
right.
So he would just sit down and pull the microphone over and then just start talking, because he would see the light is lit up, but it's not turned up, the volume isn't slid up. Right, and he would just start talking. There's no one can hear him, and then he would look at me like, "What?" I go, and I'd reach over his shoulder and just slide it up. and the best part is because his voice would go 106.7 K-Rock, and he would just fade.
You see, but now the way everything's ran is that he will pot everything up. He like literally when I would go and try to like, you know, pot up the mics or whatever, he would hit me on the arm. Okay. Like, you know, that's my job, you know, and I mean, he does the same thing to Chip. So we've learned now, it's like, okay, dude, it's on you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if you're not turning it on. So now
all of the sliders are at their max value, basically, right? They're all slid up, and he just has to push the button on.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just
click. But click on. And nope.
Just click it on and just didn't do it.
Decided not to do it this
just
time.
Just pulled the mic over in front of his face.
Kevin Norbean were clicked on.
Yeah, and that happens a couple of times a year. If I were to guess, it probably happens 6 to 10 times a year.
But we don't get it on tape like that.
We don't get
it
on tape. Yeah, that's pretty magical. Now, this next clip,
yes.
You brought to my attention.
I did. And this was a misfire. So play the clip and let's look back at it.
This interested me, and I'd like to tell you about it.
Hey, everybody at a Striker, and what a fun time that was last weekend.
What
happened? What just happened?
That's my bad.
What did you press?
I just hit the wrong button. Go ahead.
Oh, that was your
hitting?
Bad?
That's on me.
Oh, shoot. But what button did you think you were hitting?
I was trying to hit this.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, and then I didn't hit that. As much as I hit this.
Hey, everybody at a...
So then I wasn't supposed to do that. So back to you.
Kevin, God damn it.
So, wait. When did that happen?
Yesterday.
God, I got to start listening to the show.
You
really did.
Lightning calls me giddy. I'm like, hey, dude, what's up? And he's like, dude, did you hear what just happened? I'm like, no, what? And then he explained it to me. I'm like,
9:43 in 5 frames.
Yeah.
Oh, like, my God.
Like, write it down. We got to play it in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That's usually when I'm prepping for the meeting. Right. So I don't get to really listen to that one.
Isn't that the best?
I'm missing some good stuff.
Hey, let's hear that again.
Shoot. Yeah. That good.
This interested me.
By the way, I love that Ali is getting more comfortable on digging and making fun of Kevin and Bean. Yes. I think it's hilarious.
Yes. This interested me, and I'd like to tell you about it.
Hey, everybody at a Striker, and what a fun time that was. Last
week. Oh, thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
No, that's unnatural. And I don't even know how he found that. Was it queued up because they were going to go to a commercial?
Those
after
commercials
the
after the stop.
Like,
that's the end of the show. Stops.
So Kevin's trying to play the camera shutter that punctuates between every showbiz story.
Yeah. So the camera shutter. Ralph is on one side of the studio, and he has a little box where he has that camera shutter, and we just pot up. This pot on the board. In Kevin's instance, he has to play it from the audio vault, which contains music beds, jingles, and commercials.
Gotcha.
So he has two of them, and he plays them, and it's Chip's job to reset them. So he just hit the AV1 instead of AV7 or 8, I would imagine. So that happened.
So that happened.
Ryan.
So that happened.
I don't know why I think everything needs a...
Nah. I don't know.
I think it does.
I don't know about that.
You know what? I think that, so that happened, kind of leads us in good to the moment with that you wanted to play. Because Bean came home, he came back from vacation.
Oh, my God.
And he was on fire.
Yeah, he was.
He was on fire.
Tuesday was very un-Bean-like.
Totally.
He was loosey-goosey.
Yeah, Bean is a guy who doesn't forget how to ride his bike. His bike is radio, and he doesn't forget it.
No.
He is always on point. For some reason, he was on fire. He couldn't say, well, let me play this for you.
Okay, yeah.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Kurt Warner joins us, 8 o'clock this morning? Is
yes,
that what you got Kurt on?
Yep,
that'll be fun. Coming up on the K... All right, I'm just back from vacation.
Aww. You're good.
How's it go again?
That was a moment with Bean.
Did you hear Kevin? You're good. Everything was okay.
No.
Because Kevin's used to that, not being able to remember what station he's on. After freaking 27 years.
That's happened to Kevin. I mean, it's so funny. When we hear it, we're like, okay. You know, let's not even bother making that a moment with now, you know? But it rarely happens to Bean that we have to take the advantage of the opportunity.
Bean is a consummate professional.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know.
It's very hilarious. Are we doing Sam?
I think so.
Hold on. Just say that he called me 3 times already.
Oh, he's
excited.
Hey,
I talked to you in 15 minutes.
All right,
I was like,
brother.
All right, Sam. He called back.
Guys,
I'll talk to you soon. He calls back. I just hung up.
Dave, look at my phone. Look at the missed call right here. While we're recording the last 10
minutes. 6 minutes ago.
6 minutes, Sam called. He's just chomping at the bit.
Oh, man.
We are checking in with Sam, the Armenian comedian. And Omar, this is the number. Do you need it?
Yeah.
It's 818.
Sorry, hold on.
Yeah. What's the number?
858.
Yeah.
7763.
1-818.
Yep.
858.
Yeah.
We're
going to
leave this on the right.
7763.
7763.
Sam's on fire, by the way, last couple days. On fire.
It's going to be a good connection, right?
How funny would it be that if he doesn't pick up?
It's possible. He's doing hair right now.
Yeah.
He's not doing hair.
He is doing
hair.
He's working at a new salon.
Hello?
Sam!
Yeah.
It's Lightning and Dave, the King of Mexico, and Omar.
Hey.
Are you cutting hair right now? Are you at the salon?
No, I'm playing backgammon.
Oh, you're okay. Playing backgammon. Okay.
Are you smoking weed?
All the time.
That's right.
So, Sam, you have been blowing up my phone for the last... Here, step away from your backgammon game, okay, so you can pay attention.
Okay, I'm going to stop it. Let me go to the up front.
Where are you?
Are you in like a
building?
Senior center or something?
I'm playing backgammon in a senior center in Glendale.
There it is.
Glendale?
Senior center in Glendale. Great. Sam?
Yeah.
Okay. Sam, you've been calling us wanting to get on the show. Let's hurry this up.
Yeah, I want to do my own show with you guys every week on Wednesdays, if it's possible.
No.
Well, what? I mean, first thing is we have to expose you to the audience, because the B-Team audience may or may not know who you are. So the first thing is explain who you are. Sam, the Armenian comedian, we met him, I think, at Elysian Park. Sam, where did we meet you the first time? Was it back in the early 90s?
You were in Burbank. Getting to create the Christmas tree from in Montana, and Joe Montana was your guest, and I met you guys in the gas station, and Bean was over there, and he called. This dude was to tell a joke, and Kevin says, "Are you kidding, 21?" And then I start saying right away. I clicked the joke. Oh, Joe Montana just did a touchdown from LA to Montana.
And it was love at first joke.
It's like I was there.
I had a card made up and I gave it to Bean, Mr. Clown, the Armenian comedian. I had a card made up.
You had a business card that said Mr. Clown and the Armenian comedian.
Yeah, and then when I met you the next day, the next year, you start to bring me Christmas tree from Pennsylvania. And all that. Remember, right?
Not the faintest clue. I don't remember any of this. I thought we met you in a park, so obviously I was way off. And then, Sam, you just became a regular on the show for the better part of 2 decades. And then you were, and then Jimmy Kimmel fell in love with you, and he brought you. You were a repeat guest on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
And then also the Man Show. You remember?
Yes, that's right. They would always take your toupee off.
Hey, how are you, Omar and Dave? Nice talking to you.
Yeah. How are your teeth? Did you still take them out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sam, hold on a second. Sam, you were trying to pitch me on a bunch of different concepts. You were going to save the world. You had a new back massager. You had a way to keep your nuts cool. You had all these different things you were trying to accomplish, right? And so what – explain to me what you're doing right now. What are you promoting?
I'm promoting for the, you know, like back pain. And you sit on the I bought this chair from Lowe's, which is very, very handy for me, which is I sit on and I just lean back and I just crack my back, you know, just twisting to the right, twisting to the left. And then I sit on the edge and I just wiggle my toes up and down, legs up and down. And
go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Hang
that's
up on
him.
Of
Sam.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Hang up.
That's terrible. He's
oh,
terrible.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
terrible.
Just,
he's terrible. You know,
so you guys were okay with Sam now, right? Like, remember
no,
I said,
I love Sam. I love yeah. Sam, but I just...
it's small doses.
I don't know what happens with Sam. He calls me probably 3 times a day, and Dave, I'm sure it's the same for you, and when I pick up, he's so fired up, and he wants to talk about all these earth-shattering discoveries he's made in his new band and where they're playing, and if only he could get a band together. Like, I'm like, wait, you don't have a band? They're not playing? Like, I can never figure it out. And then we get him on the air, and he's just a freaking dud.
Yeah. Yeah, I love what Dave. Sometimes he's too busy to talk to Sam, and he'll forward him in here.
Oh yeah,
without letting Omar know. Yeah,
yeah. Like, hello, and I'm like, God damn it!
You know what I do? Yeah, what I do with Sam is he calls my cell phone, and if I'm at dinner, you know, like typically you don't want to pick up, but when it's Sam, I put it on speaker and I put it right in the middle of the table.
Entertainment for everyone,
and everyone talks to Sam, and he has no clue who he's talking to, but man, he loves it.
That's
he just
funny.
Soaks it up
for
so
a long. Yeah, for a long time, I told him I got fired, and I just would answer as somebody else, and he would talk to me the same. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Sometimes I would just pretend to be Dave. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm Dave. But I knew we were going to have him on, and I stumbled upon, you know, it's going to be Halloween time soon. Or it is Halloween time practically, right?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Well,
I forgot this. I don't know if I produced this. I have no recollection of doing this, but we have a couple of Halloween songs from Sam. And I'm going to start. We have two of them, and just tell me when to stop because they're pretty terrible.
Okay.
I'm Sam Darmiga, comedian. It's time for a Halloween. I'm Sam Darmiga, comedian. I want to make you scream. Because I'm scaring you like a skeleton. Because I have something big in my pants. It might be Halloween time. But for my ladies, it's Halloweeny time. I want to hunt you, little kitty. Come here, little kitty, because you're so pretty.
Kid, that's
I am
creepy.
Sam, the spooky one. I want to shoot you with my crotch gun.
What?
I want to butt you
crotch
in
gun.
The neck. Then I will make some baklava so we can eat it. Oh, it's so spooky on Halloween. Oh, I'm so bold.
Oh, stop.
I'm
wait,
stop,
who
stop.
Wrote it? You
I
or Mike?
I know how this goes
you
down.
Or Mike?
I don't know. I really don't remember.
It doesn't
I
matter.
Think it's something maybe I did.
I know how this goes down. We call Sam in because we all love Sam.
Yeah.
Bean hates him, but like we all love Sam. Kevin will give us the green light. He's like, whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah.
And Sam comes in the studio, this one that we're sitting in right now,
mm-hmm.
and he'll come in 100% unprepared. He won't – he'll maybe if we're lucky, he'll have his flute, his recorder.
Yeah.
And then you'll find some music like I did in the day, and then he won't know what to say. And so then we'll just start scribbling lyrics, and he'll say whatever we give him. It's like Ron Burgundy.
He will
literally say whatever we write down.
The one thing he does have is conviction, though. When he delivers his lines, he has his – Is the word gravitas?
No,
you know what
it's
I mean?
Not. It's, no, because gravitas is kind
gravitas
of like
is like
that's
big, like
That's big. Yeah. He's got confidence.
Maybe okay. Yeah, he commits. Okay. Yeah, that, the commitment. Yeah.
Yeah, that song had some decent lyrics because I'm sure someone, like, either you or Mike, wrote it for him. Yeah. So he sang them. He doesn't have the talent to put it together.
Not at all.
Or, you know, have rhythm or anything.
Yeah.
But so that was a decent attempt from Sam.
And I would remember, Lightning could attest to this, that every time we recorded Sam, you had to go back and resplice it because he was so off time.
So if you guys at home or in your car, you have no clue what this would look like, but imagine the work file. You're looking at, like, say, 10 tracks of audio, and there's one word on a track and another word on another track and another word on another track and another word on another track.
Yeah.
And it's like the craziest puzzle to look at because you have to record his, like, it's like, I'm Sam the Armenian comedian. And when you're trying to get it in time with the music, you would have him record, I'm, and then you go, all right, Sam, listen again. Sam. Yeah. And then you go to do it and he goes, take D. All right, now say the Armenian comedian, squash it together fast. He goes, Armenian comedian, no, squash it. Armenian comedian, no, squash it. Like, Armenian comedian. Like, you couldn't get his timing down.
At least 10 takes minimum. At least with
it's
Sam.
A Lego set on your file. It looks like a Lego set, just all these pieces together.
I also think, though, that, I mean, you know, I'm no Jimmy Kimmel or Ralph Garman or Psycho Mike, because whenever I do intros, I'm the same way. But I'm here by myself, you know what I mean? But Sam is one of these things where it just, when you give him direction, it's like staring at a block wall. He's like he doesn't get it.
Nope.
And then he's like, okay, I'll just try it, until it kind of fits, and then you
but
make
you
it fit.
But you have
in
to
post.
Sing it first, and then he'll mimic you.
Absolutely. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. So let's hear what
Are
this is.
Are you sure?
Oh, well, I don't know.
It's Halloween in America. It's a trick or treat time. It's Halloween in America. Everybody get around. To be your own.
Okay. Yeah.
I know you produced that one. I know you produced it because all that in the background.
Yeah.
That's signature Omar
Totally, totally. That's funny. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Sorry about that, guys.
Sorry. We want people to listen, not to tune out, right?
Oh, my God. You know what you guys always talk about, getting email, positive email?
Yeah.
And why we get so much of it and you're always confused?
Yeah.
Today is the day that we get negative email.
That's hilarious.
Oh my God. Please don't blow us up. We won't do it again.
Okay.
We may revisit Sam in a couple episodes because we do want to do a Sam-isode.
I will bring him in.
I mean, he was such a huge part and still is. You know, well, not anymore, but I mean, we used to use him a lot, especially when you were producer. I think I think Bean was able to stomach him, you know, probably, you know, once every 3 weeks.
Well, Omar, remember that there was a love for the bad for so many years.
Yeah.
They loved bad.
I think, though, Sam stopped delivering as well, because there was a time.
Well, hey, look,
where
we just got him on the phone. He just failed. Yeah,
he just flopped
right now for
us. Absolutely. There was a couple of years. I'm going to say a good maybe.
Say, can we talk about the incident?
Yeah, we're going to have to, because people have asked about it.
Yeah. I mean, we could. I don't have the audio, but we can. We can.
We'll do it another one.
Are you sure?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah. No, so I think that we do. What Dave is talking about is there's a legal incident that happened with Sam. And I think what we should do, we should compile a Samisode the way we did with the Tatisode.
Yeah.
We should do a Samisode, but with not that much live Sam. Like, let's just play back highlights.
Because like I was saying, there was a good 5 or 6 years where we would have Sam on, and he'd always deliver.
And he crushed.
He crushed.
And in this Samisode, we should go back and explain what happened in that, what was it, a year-long span that we couldn't talk to him legally? Maybe more?
Yeah, I think it was something like that,
Right.
It might have even been longer.
And you guys will find it fascinating because we kind of just like, we didn't talk to Sam, and I know you guys didn't miss him, but there was a reason that we didn't talk to him, and I think we should talk about it because it would be – you guys will find it fascinating. Yeah.
By the way, I mean crushing it. I mean, it was like failing miserably but failing funny.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like he just failed right now.
No, in balls of fire. Yeah. Like in just flames.
I mean, do we all remember Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
That's typical Sam crushing it.
We have to dig that up, too.
We've got enough to do a Sam. Can we stomach a Samisode?
No. I think we could do a partial Samisode.
Maybe, we can't do a full one, man. It's too brutal. We could do, like, Metal Man.
Metal Man, the incident and Cinco de Mayo, and I'm good.
I think we're good.
Do you know Metal Man, his band?
Mm-hmm.
He came in, and he didn't have a band name, and I named him before he went on the air. Metal Man. And by the way, I named him Metal Man. I don't know why, because he's trying to do heavy metal. I'm like,
right.
I go, you guys are called Metal Man. And he's like, I don't know. And I typed a note on the board, and Kevin's like, all right, I'm bringing in my band, Metal Man. And he actually would go out and perform as Metal Man.
Didn't he have like a suit of armor, or I remember something after you gave him the name. Didn't he do something that?
He may have.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think in one of his performances, he was like dressed up as a knight, as Metal Man. He used to do crazy stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very entertaining.
Yeah. I guess I think I need to apologize again to the audience for Sam. Way to go. We find him so funny, but not on that phone call.
Yeah, that was bad. Our apologies.
So I want to take a zag here. Check this out. I'm going to show you something on my phone here.
Can we not just zig?
We can zig or
wait,
zag.
You're going to show us on your phone?
Well, the people at home will be able to go
see it. I know
you're
going to show me. Yeah.
All right. So we were speaking to Sam. It reminded me of Sam Weiser.
Mm-hmm.
On our last podcast, we played the Sam Weiser 103, his 103rd birthday. It was Christmas. We sent him a Christmas stripper, right? And I was going through the archive of photos, and look what I found. Omar, look at that photo.
I am looking at a 103-year-old Sam Weiser with
an attractive stripper, topless in his face.
And the brassiere is on his elbow, and he's holding the phone. And I see a lovely walker right above the stripper's left shoulder. That's fascinating. I think that's a little boner action happening down there.
Maybe
I don't know.
He said that.
Is that boner
remember
action?
He said something about like, oh, got a little pop.
That is hilarious. Pop. By the way,
can you imagine if all the blood just like, that's why he died, because all the blood just went there.
Oh,
and he
couldn't. Cool. Was Sam a smoker?
I think that looks like
a giant ashtray by his lazy
cough,
boy there.
Remember when he would phlegm up? That was one of his things where he'd go,
oh, yeah.
In the middle of a sentence. Yeah, I think he was a smoker, but dude, he made it to 103. This photo is available for you guys to see on my Instagram, KROQS Lightning, KROQS, KROQS Lightning.
Where are you digging up all this stuff?
Because
I haven't seen
it.
I haven't.
He's
hoarding it.
Because
I've never seen.
Can I be honest with you? I'll tell you exactly where I'm getting.
Yeah.
We had to scan thousands of photos for the KROQ documentary, and I have just been going through these things, and every once in a while I find a gem.
So you're like surprised by all this stuff too?
I do.
No, but I mean, like, where did you find those? Because I looked for all these photos during the NAB Hall of Fame Awards, and all I found were like guest photos. I didn't find any of these ones.
I don't know, but man, I got some gems.
I love that.
I found the one that we're going to do. I'll show you soon, which is the one where I almost died, where Kevin and Bean hurled an 800-pound pumpkin at me.
Oh,
yeah, and
awesome.
I literally moved like a quarter second before it splatted.
Yeah.
And it was
Scott Mason that saved your life.
Scott Mason actually saved my life. Yeah, I owe him my life.
Realistically, though, come on.
He would have died.
He would have died. No, I know, but you don't blame Kevin Bean. What are the chances that was going to hit that exact spot?
What are the chances it was going to work?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
what I mean? Yeah, totally.
We're going to revisit that. Like,
because that was Oingo Boingo, right?
That was at Oingo Boingo at Irvine Meadows.
Yeah.
Yes, in the parking lot.
I wish I was around for those days. That sounds like so... I guess Kevin and Bean don't find that fun anymore, but to me...
They just don't do stunt radio anymore.
But that sounds fun to me.
Yeah.
Like, you guys would hire the engineering department from USC or a college, right?
It was engineering, at USC, and they made a catapult. they took a flatbed, big rig flatbed, and they made a catapult with giant girders, and the counterweight was a Volkswagen bus filled with a ship's anchor.
That's awesome.
No joke. They stuffed the ship's anchor into, that was, it was maybe 15 foot long, that counterweight part. And then it was an 80, like a, well, I guess it must have been like a 40 or 50 foot span before the net that held the pumpkin, the 800 pound pumpkin.
800?
I think the one
the giant pumpkin.
You could have them shipped in. You can buy huge pumpkins. We bought it.
God.
Yeah, we bought it.
Can you imagine getting crushed by 800 pounds
of
pumpkin?
And so it was really interesting. There's video, I think, on YouTube of this, like some listener shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so we let it go, and it starts moving so slowly. Like, you go, there's never going to reach me. And it's because it's like a 50-foot-long arm, that's this catapult.
So when it starts, you think it's just going to go... 20 feet.
You think it's going to go 20 feet. And we had a couple duds, but this one just... And then it starts catching speed, It doesn't look that fast, but again, it's going... Its radius is 50 foot. So it's like... And then it finally hits the top, and out comes the pumpkin, you know, from this net. And you think, it's nowhere going to... Oh, my God! And I'm in a chair, like, where we thought it was going to splat.
That's
and
hilarious.
I held my chair and I ran. And no, I actually didn't hold the chair. I ran from the chair, and it hit the chair and destroyed the chair.
God. Love
I guess we just told the whole story. That's
listen. I mean, I don't know how entertaining that would be for the listeners, but I love shenanigans like that. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of that sort of stuff.
How about the time when we dropped a pumpkin from a helicopter? Or
didn't even hear about that.
Really?
Yeah, that sounds awesome too. Just because
who did you know the helicopter? That's what I want to know.
We hired a helicopter to hoist it up, and in the city of industry, it's some like a red onion. And
what's
in the
red onion?
Lot. Yeah, red onion. The club. Red onion from like the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right off the off the 60. Off the 60. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, we need, if we don't do anything big like that, maybe this year we need to do the Streaking Pumpkin though with Beer Mug or somebody. We got to do, because that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It, you know, we got to figure out a way to do it. Maybe it'll just be a YouTube video or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it doesn't have to be on the air if the guys aren't feeling
it. No, it's got to be on the air. Why would you do it on the air?
Well, we're running into issues with...
No, we should be fine on the air.
Really?
As long as we set it up in advance if we're going to call a store.
Yeah.
Because we just say, hey, you're on the air. We're going to ask you about your, you know, your specials or whatever. Tell us about your Halloween specials. They start talking to us. Boom, send them in.
I think that would be
spectacular. Like, we send in the keyword.
Tell us
about your specials. And then they'll hear it on the radio and...
I'll bring it up to Kevin DeBean. I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
We got to do that. All right. What's next on
tap? Speaking of...
I like that. This is behind the scenes and a preview of what's to come on Kevin DeBean, because we're working stuff out here.
We're just like brainstorming.
Yeah. So the B team, if you have an idea that we want to do, just send it. We'll do it.
Omar, time for email, but I guess you have no patience for me?
No, I have plenty of patience for you. I just don't have any patience for the listeners.
Wait, don't be a dick.
We're getting... You know what? We love the email. It's... LightningAtKROQ.com, OmarAtKROQ.com, and TheKingOfMexico@KROQ.com. Please keep sending the emails and suggestions.
It's just King of Mexico.
Oh, it's just King of Mexico. Okay. But we're getting a lot of the same email, and a lot of the email require just really quick answers, and you have them. So instead of doing the regular inbox, I figured we'd do the lightning round and answer a string of them all in one shot. How's that sound?
I'll do my best.
Okay, here's the intro.
Okay.
The lightning round.
No, it's not.
I didn't have time to do one.
I've been
super busy. Here is the lightning
round.
What's
that? What's the audio? I see queued up right there. That's not it?
What?
That's not the lightning round?
Which one?
I thought you had an intro.
No.
You really are kidding?
All right,
let's do it for reals.
Okay.
Go for it.
The lightning round.
Put an effect on your voice. Reach up there and put an effect on your voice. I got time.
Okay.
Hold on. Omar doesn't.
Hold on.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hello?
The lightning round. We're dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, go.
Helium. All
right.
Wait, how are we?
Answer email number one.
Go. Oh, here we go. From Patrick Fisher. Why does
The next one will be better, okay? I'll have more time and actually do one.
All right, this one's from Patrick Fisher. Why does Ralph's impression of Bruce Springsteen always seem to end up in murder? It's hilarious. And I asked Ralph, and he said that he thought it was funny. Right. I wish there was more of an explanation, but that was it. Yeah,
it is super funny.
Stu from the UK. Big love to you guys. Love the B-Team podcast. It's great. Have you ever thought of putting a best of moment with a segment together? Just put all the best of moments from Bean, Kevin, Allie into one episode. I don't know that we have considered that, but we will.
Omar has a song, I think, that has a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do, where it's all moment wits and...
We do. I do. Somewhere around.
We'll find it.
Okay. From Christina Holcomb. First of all, I love the B-Team. Thanks for putting this podcast together. I'm fairly new to the Kevin and Bean Show, about 2 years now. First of all, Ralph totally got me on so many of his voices, including Trump and OJ, since I wasn't aware that he was doing these voices. Then I realized there's no way they said that. One voice is Rodney on the Rock, however. I just researched this person, and oh my God, is he real? So does Ralph do any of Rodney? Or is it all, like, I'm so confused. Is it Rodney or is it real? Is it Ralph or is it Rodney? I feel dumb for falling for some of Ralph's voices. This is the real Rodney.
Oh, teenage woman, come live with me in my dirty room behind the ranch market. Let me show you off to all my friends on the Sunset Strip.
That was a real single released by Rodney.
Wow.
Yeah, I think in the early 90s.
That's funny. But Ralph's Rodney is so good.
So much funnier, too.
So, yeah, it's so much funnier. So Rodney should hire Ralph to be
to
Rodney.
Be a professional broadcaster.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Totally.
For the man, it's tough. If you're a listener, it's really hard to tell the difference between Ralph doing Rodney and the actual Rodney sound bites that we record every
Sunday.
Sometimes
Ralph's
on.
More articulate. So you could hear the actual actual words that Ralph's saying as Rodney, and Rodney sometimes you just don't even understand.
Yeah, he kind of slurs them together. Brian Small writes, do you guys post this stuff for download somewhere? Those and the Kevin and Bean is a big head drunkie would be ringtones on my phone if I could get them. And Omar,
they're on my website somewhere. Yeah, a couple years ago, I posted on my website. So if you go to djomarcon.com under multimedia, just scroll down all the posts. And they'd probably be around a year ago. I posted a bunch of songs like Paper Stains is on there. I think Hey There, Vagina's on there. Drunky, I'm positive it's there too. So if you guys want to go download it, djomarcon.com. And also book me for your next wedding or any kind of gig.
Binley writes, yo, B-Team, can we go down... Binley, yes. Can we go down memory lane and reminisce when Kevin Bean would Thriller guess when they would try to do their plug? So Kevin and Bean, when they got to their information about like their club appearance or their maybe their book tour, Kevin and Bean would play Michael Jackson's Thriller obnoxiously loud when they try to get the plug in. And yeah, we'll play one of those at some point. Daniel Orozco writes, I'm a huge fan of the B-Team and the Kevin and Bean show, and I especially love the Friday podcast because of the Don't Bogart song. But why the hell does Dave edit Don't Bogart on the podcast?
Stupid
God,
Dave.
Damn it. How many times do we have to answer this? One, I don't do the edits anymore.
We don't. We've never answered this on the podcast.
We've answered this. Yes, we have. Yes, it was the very first one. And it's because we can't afford the song. We don't pay for the songs to use the rights. So we could only use a clip of it.
Yeah, a bunch of like legal mumbo jumbo.
Yes,
so.
Yes. We can't offer that song for download since we don't own the rights to the Robert Bradley.
No reason to get angry, dude. He didn't know.
No, he knows.
He doesn't know.
Damn it.
He would have asked.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, it's a licensing issue. We can't offer it for download. Heather Jackson writes, love the podcast, guys. Oh, sorry, Ms. Jackson. Can't wait to listen every week. Question, what is the deal with Rudy? I always assumed he was a character someone did until I saw a YouTube video of him at a Miss Double December show. Where did he come from? What's the deal? He's hilarious. So, Heather, it's Michael Catherwood.
Nope, he's a real person.
And you can follow his character Rudy at Kulo Breaker on Instagram. Don't watch it at work. At Kulo Breaker.
Yeah.
C-U-L-O Breaker. At Kulo Breaker. And I'm telling you.
You say it so white. Kulo.
I'm trying to enunciate it.
So Kulo. You're Kulo.
I get it. I know. You say it. Say it.
Kulo Breaker.
Okay.
That's the only time I could speak. Breaker. That's the only time I could speak Spanish is when I do like bad words and slang and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. And he used to do that character on Loveline quite a bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is Heather, clearly not a Loveline listener. Stephanie writes, I'd love to hear more information about Kevin and Bean as coworkers and their off-air relationships. Are Kevin and Bean still friends outside of work? I would say that Kevin and Bean are friendly. They're not hanging out at football games or anything because they live in different states. They have done a lot of stuff when they lived in L.A. together, when Bean actually lived here. They did do stuff. There was a rumor floating around for a long time that they hate each other. That's bullshit. The guys are friendly. So,
yeah. I mean, we hang out when we go out of town and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
It's fun, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, dude, look, they have to talk to each other for 5.5 hours every single day.
Yeah.
And it's like your significant other.
It's family. It's family, but sometimes family. You're just with your sibling or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got it's no different and absolutely no.
I mean, we're here for what, 45 minutes and I already like with you. Yeah,
me,
exactly.
Right?
I'm just kidding.
I think you know, look at emails. People have one of the common emails that I'm getting is, hey, whatever happened with Live It and Win It? I heard bits and pieces. There were people that were living in a Volkswagen. What was up with that? We talked to Tad in another episode, and he was one of the people living in a Volkswagen. And but I don't know that we've told the full story. In 1998, one of the guys, who was Kevin or Bean, hatched the idea. They needed a creative way of giving away a new Volkswagen Beetle. And in the late 90s, the Beetle was, the Beetle was huge.
Yeah, like, they stopped making the Beetle amount of years.
It was the very first one, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And it was, like you're saying, it was the hottest thing around.
It was the most creative, television advertising campaign in many, many years, and everyone wanted one.
Which is weird because in my head it was a total chick car. Like, I wouldn't be caught dead in one of those Beatles. But everybody, like you said, it was guys and girls wanted it. Yeah, totally.
Guys and girls wanted it, and it was just a great marketing campaign. And we wanted to give one away. You couldn't get them. They were pre-ordered, right? And so we said, we're going to get one, and we're going to give it away. How do we do it? And then we said, well, let's have four or five people live in a car. And whoever lives in it the longest under excruciating circumstances will drive it away, right? And so we got four people and Big Tad, because Big Tad at the time was like 340 pounds. And it's a four-seater, so the fifth person really makes it uncomfortable. It's those three people in the back seat where there should only be two. So we secure the Volkswagen. We put the people in it at Universal City Walk, up by that big globe, kind of by where Gibson Amphitheater used to be. And we have a full team. It was Amy Stevens, our promotions director, and her crew. And it was manned around the clock for safety reasons, right? And we had very strict rules. We had you could only take a certain amount of bathroom time per hour. Had all these tight rules. So anyone break a rule, they're gone. And we had a webcam on them the full time. And we had a microphone on them anytime. So Jet the Fish or whoever could check in on them live.
That's cool.
And could talk to the people in the car. So they were talking to them like we had overnighters that would like 4 a.m. They would pipe into the car going,
hey, guys, how you going? It's K-Rock checking in live with you.
And they're like, and they were always miserable. And it was amazing. So at the very end, 2 weeks into it, all four are still in the car.
2 weeks?
2 weeks into it, guys. Oh, all four.
I remember seeing this on TV.
Yes, it was on TV.
Yeah.
It was all over the TV. It was bonkers because, the car was hot, and this promotion was really nutty. No one in L.A. had done anything like that. And it was at City Walk. Right. So it had everything. It was perfect. And so all four people potentially are going to win this car. So Kevin and me are like, what's the most ridiculous way we can decide a winner? Rock, paper, scissors. So Omar, they're going to do rock, paper, scissors in front of a live audience on camera. And it's hundreds of people gathered around on the final day. Everyone gets out of the car. And we're like, we're sorry, but we have to call it. We can't go on months of doing it or weeks and weeks and weeks of you guys living in here. It's not. So all four people play rock, paper, scissors. One girl wins the car. She starts freaking out. And the other people are about to they're about to be devastated. They're in the process of their faces are starting to droop. They're absorbing what's about to happen, which is this is going to suck so bad. This is horrible. I just wasted 2 weeks of my life. And along pull three additional Volkswagens. And we award all four cars.
Wow, you guys, Oprah Winfrey. You get
totally.
A car. And
you
get
totally.
A car.
Ah, so what did Tad's car look like,
right? Oh, wait. See what you did there, because Tad.
He didn't get one.
Tad didn't get one.
Loser.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. We love you, Tad.
So Tad had to get out because he had some health issues. His feet swell up like balloons.
Oh, man.
It was actually gross.
At one point, didn't they start playing music like really loud?
Oh, we were playing.
Oh, yeah,
punk
because
rock.
The contest
we
was going so long. You guys only expected to go a couple of days.
Correct.
And you wanted him to torture them so they'd be out faster.
Correct.
And that's still. Yeah.
So the Armenian community was up there telling jokes live.
Oh, my God, that would put me to sleep.
Yeah.
You know.
We were playing crazy music. We were playing just everything that would be annoying, we would play. Barry Manilow around the clock.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah. right. So here, a year later, we checked in with the winners. They had them all to the studio. And before we get into the audio, let's play the promo that the listeners heard.
Attention. K-Rock listeners, Kevin and Bean are looking for four of you who are willing to put your lives on hold to win a 1998 Volkswagen Beetle.
Really, it's quite a fine little automobile.
That's right. You can win a 1998 VW Beetle with one little tiny catch.
You've got to live in the car with Big Tad to win it.
Sometimes I don't feel the love.
Four people will join Big Tad inside a new Volkswagen Beetle. Whoever stays in it the longest wins the car, except Tad.
So that's the promo that happened back a year prior before we kicked into the contest when we were looking for contestants. So let's hear the recap of all four in studio 1 year later.
Now, of course, we all knew that about 2 or 3 days later he had to get out of the car for bad circulation reasons. But we thought today would be a good day to catch up with everybody, do a little reunion from a year ago.
Revisit the kids. In our K-Rock studios right now, here's the lovely Eric, the beautiful Jessica, and the really scarier than even a year ago, Doug. Oh, I'm sorry, Jessica's on the phone, right?
Yes,
Heidi is in the studio. Jessica's on
here,
the phone.
Here, pause for 1 second. Okay, so I don't know what was up with Bean, and I don't exactly... Bean and Jessica had some weird thing going on from day one where they did not get along, but it was really funny. And you'll hear it how it goes down.
The beautiful Jessica and the really scarier than even a year ago, Doug. Oh, I'm sorry, Jessica's on the phone, right?
Yes,
Heidi is in the studio. Jessica's on the phone. Jessica, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we have the other three right here.
Hi,
on the
Jessica.
Phone.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey.
Jessica, you still hate Bean and me, or just Bean?
Oh, I... Kevin's fine. Bean's still.
Oh, now come on. We can't still.
A
be
year
talking
later.
About that.
Huh?
Jessica, that was a long time ago, though. You've softened, right?
No. Not at all.
Wow.
Sometimes I think about coming to your house and bombing it.
Oh, my
really
God.
Surprised. Lots of stuff like that.
Yeah, you're the only one that's surprised, though, Bean.
Usually only women I date have that feeling. Jessica, what do you remember? How do you remember spending your time for that long 2 weeks last April?
I was really delirious most of the time because I didn't get much sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the fumes were kind of intoxicating. Right. Fumes coming from Doug's ass.
Was it easier, harder, or about what you guys expected when you had signed up for this tour of duty?
I thought it was a lot easier.
Oh, did you
really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were amazed because about a week into it, we started saying to each other, they're all still in the car. What the hell do we do? You know, a week and 3 days into it, we realized these people are all for, and at some point, instead of trying to drive each other out, you all kind of bonded.
Yeah, that was weird.
And decided you were all going to stay.
The chances that we could pick four people practically randomly out of the hundreds that applied and have all four of those people make it 2 weeks, I think is pretty small. It really was a huge surprise for us, that's for sure. You guys all, who still has their cars?
Everybody except for Jessica.
Jessica, you got rid of yours.
Yeah.
How long did you keep it after you won it?
Like 2 months.
What?
2 months, and then what happened?
A month, and then you unloaded it? What did you do? You went to school with the money, right?
I put like 5,000 miles on it in a month.
Right.
And then I turned around, I sold it, got an IRA, bought another car, had a lot of trips, had a lot of fun.
Oh, I see. Well, good.
Now I'm real broke.
So did you use any of it to go to school?
Oh, yeah.
Are you still a crack whore?
Oh, come on!
Wow!
So well, one, she sounded like a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And two, wow, he called her a crack whore straight out.
Classic Bean. Classic Bean.
He goes for the jugular. Always.
And always succeeds, too, by the
way.
He knows what buttons to push. I love that. That's hilarious.
So on that note, I think we hit the...
I
think we hit the intro there.
Thanks, Bean. Wow.
Omar's already gone?
Yep, he's gone.
God damn
Bye,
it.
Bye, Omar.
Why can no one stick around through the...
We only done like 11 of these, and I think none of us have finished a full one.
God damn, I have. Why? Why me?
I don't know.
It's the B Team. Email us with your comments, please.
The B Team.
Yeah.
The B Team.
Mm.
The B Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B Team.
Baby. Yeah.
Mm.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
KRock.com. Everywhere. KRock Slice. DJ Omar Khan.
Bye, guys.
Fade.
Yeah, that's enough.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.